Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Forrest with the Cobble Company. Robert, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. You've been in the news yesterday on Florida Daily. I want to get into that in just a minute. Let's do a little introduction and background. You are the Director of Operations for Cobble USA, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And Cobble is the first producer of tufting equipment, which is required to produce carpet, right?
Yes, we are the descendants of the original Cobble Brothers Company, founded back in the 1940s.
And a little bit of your background, Robert, you obviously are from Europe originally, based on your accent. Talk a little bit about your past.
I started working for what was the Singer Corporation back in the early 1970s, which was then subsequently purchased by Mr. Spencer Wright to form Spencer Wright Industries. And it became Cobble, of which I started out my life in England, subsequently moved to the United States, and I've been here for the last 26 years.
Let's walk a little bit through the history here, and then we'll get into the news. Most people know probably that tufting got started in the bedspread business in the Dalton area, and your company was the first company to take a industrial sewing machine and modify it to allow it to make bedspreads, right?
That's correct. This was done back in the early days by the original Cobble Brothers Company, yes.
And according to a book I read a couple of years ago called Tufting Legacies, apparently the Cobble Brothers, through marriage, are also related to the Cards. It's kind of an interesting background. Cards are also in the tufting business.
Yeah, this is true. I must say that I've also read the same book, and it's a very interesting history that it's all intertwined, and that all the people pretty well in the United States who are in the tufting machine business all can put their roots back to the original Cobble Brothers.
Yeah, and most of my listeners here in this country have heard of the Card Monroe Company and of Tufco and of Cobble. The difference between those other two companies and yours is you really have more of a global presence, don't you?
Yes, sir. Certainly prior to our acquisition this week, we had three manufacturing facilities, one here in Dalton, Georgia, one in Blackburn, England, and one in Suzhou, China. So yes, we had a global manufacturing base prior to our current acquisition.
Now, when you say prior to the acquisition, with this acquisition, that will change?
Yes, that will certainly change. We are now part of a very large organization with a global manufacturing base and presence in many, many countries in the world.
So the company was owned by Singer, and then Spencer Wright bought it, and then just recently, what's the name of the company in Belgium that bought you?
The company that has purchased us is known as the Van der Wieler Group.
And they're based in Belgium. Most people probably know that the largest area of carpet production in the world is around Dalton in northwest Georgia, and the second largest is in Belgium, right?
That's correct.
A Belgian company will now own you. To give us a little bit of details on that acquisition.
Well, that acquisition was finalized as recently as this week. The Van der Wieler Group have taken complete ownership of all Cobble's assets in the UK, the USA, and in China. All three of our locations will continue to operate as normal under the new ownership. We see this as a very positive move forward because of the strength and the size of our new owners.
Because prior to this, you were a company of about 140 employees, and now you're part of a big, huge company that's got 2,500 employees and sales of about $500 million, right?
That's correct. We're very pleased to be a part of this organization and see it as a very positive move for us.
What else can you tell us about the Van der Wieler Group?
Well, I can tell you that in addition to what you've just mentioned, they are very, very well known in certainly in the Dalton area because of the Van der Wieler face-to-face looms that are most of the major manufacturers in this country. Well, not most, I should say all, because my understanding is that Van der Wieler have pretty well 100% of the face-to-face loom business in the United States. I understand that they have got as much as 60% of the world market. So they're very well known, certainly from the loom standpoint, but if you look at their product range, it covers all things from servo motors. They have their own foundry. They make sewing machines, cranes. They've got a huge product range.
Now, this face-to-face loom is also called Wilton, isn't it?
Yes, and it's interesting that the Cobble Group also owned an Axminster loom manufacturer called Crabtree, which is also used in the carpet industry. Of course, the one's the Axminster loom and the other's the Wilton loom. So Van der Wiel are also adding to their product range now because they have Axminster looms that we were manufacturing in our UK facility.
All right, so it's very interesting to think about this. The company, which was originally started in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is now a Belgian-based company.
That's true. All our facilities will remain in their current locations, but yes, headquarters in Belgium.
But where you are in Dalton, it's going to be business as usual.
That's correct. There's no plans to do anything other than what we're doing, and again, we just see it as all very positive.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Robert Forrest, who is the Director of Operations for Cobble USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.